President John Dramani Mahama has announced aggressive road and rail sector projects throughout the country. This is because multimodal transport is pivotal for the growth of the economy. He said the government will pursue this as a matter of priority. The president announced this when he cut the sod at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra for the construction of the three-tier interchange. He said the construction of the interchange is long overdue, but better late than never, said the airport.
The 74 million euro interchange is being financed jointly by the governments of Ghana and Brazil. President Mahama said the project has been incorporated with other service facilities. He appealed to motorists and commuters to bear with the contractor for the inconvenience they will be going through.
Apart from helping with flight control, it will be a functional interchange because it would include services for this area. There will be a police station built under the interchange, and so crime around this area will be controlled. There's also going to be an ambulance station under the interchange so that if there are any accidents or any traumas around this area, the ambulance station can be activated. We're also going to have a fire station with fire trucks parked here under the interchange so that if there's any fire, they can be mobilized as quickly as possible to fight the fire. I want to assure you that this work is going to go very fast, but still we will suffer some inconvenience while this project is going on. But let us consider it to be the sacrifice we make for better things to come when the interchange is completed.
President Mahama said between now and December, he will be cutting the sod for the construction of a number of routes and interchanges to ease traffic congestion.
One of such interchanges will be built at Kaswa to ease the traffic on that corridor of the city. Aside from that, we're going to build a new motorway. We're going to expand it into a six-lane motorway with an interchange at the Tema motorway runabout. We're also finalizing and working on the dualization of the Accra-Kumasi Road to make a new dual carriageway so that we cut down the driving time between the two largest cities in the country. And this government is putting road transport as a matter of priority, and we're going to invest a lot of money in road transport. And so over the next 3 years, we're going to launch a very aggressive road sector improvement program.
The president said the government will vigorously pursue a multimodal transport project to revamp the railway sector and improve inland water transport.
Seth Aya reporting. Meanwhile, the Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Amidu Sulemani, assured the public of speedy completion of the Circle Interchange projects within the stipulated 24-month period. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Alhaji Amidu said the project being funded by the Brazilian government will not suffer delays because the funding has already been secured.
The Kwame Nkrumah Circle, as we probably call Circle, is the hub of activities in Dakar, the national capital. Over 84,000 vehicles pass through Circle every day, and that has reached a level where congestion has become so terrible that movement at the Circle is a major, major problem, and it hampers a lot of activities in the metropolis. So that is why government felt it necessary to decongest the Circle through the construction of an interchange.
But then how different would this be from the normal interchanges that we know?
Well, this is going to be a three-tier interchange, and we, along the line, will develop the lorry parks to the Bovodona and Newplan lorry stations into modern terminals, and we do a lot of works on the roads that lead to the interchange. It's just a normal interchange, but it will be a three-tier, and it will help the flow of traffic in the area.
And with this kind of projects, where are we sourcing funds for it?
Well, this is a credit facility from the Brazilian government, and the government of Ghana will support. And we are taking the project will cost us about 74.8 million euros, or about 75 million euros.
Alhaji, how sure are we that this project is not going to be saddled with delays as a result of cash flow problems akin to many projects ongoing in this country?
Well, most of our foreign assisted projects don't have much problems with cash flow, and they are going on mostly, and this is one of them.
Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Hamidu Sulemani.